I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
July 7th, 2005. The London bombings.
August 29, 2005. Hurricane Katrina.
November 4th, 2008. Barack Obama's inauguration.
Some of the key moments of the past 10 years, they're documented as photographs as part of a new collection that chronicles the highs and lows of those years. It's called Decade. It's a weighty book that looks like it could break your coffee table. And what's striking about Decade are not just the 500 moments it captures in geopolitics, culture, science, and sports. You can see some of those images, by the way, at theworld.org. The book also shows just how momentous the past 10 years have been in charting the course for the rest of the century. Also striking, the balance between professional photos and the many memorable images produced by amateur photographers. The editors and authors of Decade are Terrence McNamee, deputy director of the Brenthurst Foundation, a think tank in South Africa, and Eamon McCabe, an award-winning professional photographer in London. McCabe says the project didn't just aim to strike a balance between pros and amateurs. It was also about finding the balance between big, serious events and the more mundane ones. On one page, for instance, you see Saddam Hussein on trial, opposite a photo of a knocked-out Mike Tyson.
I think if you just had a book of serious news events all the way through, I think it'd be a pretty hard book to take. But you can't ignore the big events. You can't ignore 9/11 and the wonderful photographs of Joel Meyerowitz, who's, you know, taken those pictures of nine at Ground Zero with his plate camera, old-fashioned film, old-fashioned way of working, and that picture stuns me today, looking through the book again today.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Joel Meyerowitz, because as a photojournalist yourself, I want to talk about the art and craft of your profession. I mean, it feels like everyone now has a cell phone and is, you know, potentially a citizen photojournalist. And I look at the picture of Private First Class Linda England in Abu Ghraib, and that wasn't a photojournalist taking that picture. It was another soldier. How do you feel about your profession getting democratized in this way?
Well, the worry I have is that we're all taking pictures, but not many of us are taking great photographs. Everybody's taking pictures. And when did you see these pictures? These pictures disappear. This is what the big worry is. These pictures are so transient and sort of disappear off of, you know, people often say to me, I've got a great picture of you and it's on my computer at work. And of course, I never see this picture. It just disappears into the ether.
Terrence, obviously at some point you had to stop collecting pictures and get this book published. Are there photos of events you wish you could have been able to include from, say, the past few months?
If I was to select one event that would have been very interesting to have in the book, that we did, it would be, of course, the Chilean miners. And it would have been very interesting to see what photograph Eamon selected to sort of convey that extraordinary event.
Eamon, is there one image that stands out?
The book finished for me about 10 pictures in, you know, and then we kept adding, which is great. I mean, the more you can get in of the year, the better.
Now, you've got the shot of the famous 2006 World Cup final, the headbutt by Frenchman Zinedine Zidane on his Italian opponent, Marco Materazzi. And I read now that a couple of weeks ago, they happened to meet in a hotel in Milan and hugged each other, although that hasn't been confirmed anywhere. And I think part of the reason it hasn't been confirmed is that there was no photographer to document that great moment of peace, which raises a kind of a philosophical question, not to, you know, use hyperbole there here, but if something big happens these days and there's no photographic evidence, did it really happen?
There's discuss. Somebody must have taken that picture. Somebody with some cell phone must have.
I haven't seen it yet.
An agent or, I mean, whoever put them together must have. I mean, it's dynamite, that thing, within its own. I mean, it's not as good as the headbutt. The headbutt's a fantastic picture. I mean, that's the power of these still photographs, is that we all see this stuff on TV, but it's the still pictures that we can enjoy. Somebody asked me the other day, what's the point of a book of photographs? And I think it's because it sticks around and you can keep looking at them. And I think that in this day and age of everything being so quick and so flip and so transient, you know, these pictures will last. I wish I had a 10-year-old son. This would be his perfect Christmas present.
Okay, toughest question for both of you. You need to each pick one photograph, your favorite from this book.
I think the picture from the tsunami with this poor woman reaching for, we presume, her husband, whose bloated arm is just in the corner of the frame. The top right-hand frame is a spare kind of shoe just lying there, where someone else has run away. The despair of all those thousands of people just through the grief of this one poor woman, who I hope we haven't intruded on too much, because I hope that it's led to things being improved where they are, to the, you know, maybe this will never happen again. But this one photograph, which did win the World Press Photo at the time, was stunning. It came out a few days after Christmas and it still haunts me today.
Terrence?
Ah, very, very, very difficult. I know that this is a photograph that Eamon likes as well, and I think that it's very difficult to isolate a single photograph, but certainly one of my top five would have to be the photograph from Haiti in 2004 in the riots. And I was speaking about this photograph with Eamon recently, and he said that it's the kind of photograph that defies all the rules of photography in terms of the way it's shot, what's in focus, and so forth. Yet at the same time, it still conveys a type of desperation in a way that is so powerful and so extraordinary, seeing this little boy stealing this sort of slab of meat in the middle of a riot in Port-au-Prince. I think probably that photograph for me is certainly one of the top five.
Yeah. What about, so you change, I change my mind all the time, that great picture in Haiti where Kiki, the little boy, is rescued and he comes out of the, you know, the hole held by the firemen.
That thing is like an old Italian Renaissance painting. It's amazing.
Well, he's like a film star when he arrives. It's as though he's done it on cue and he comes out so full of energy and life. And I just remember the joy of that picture as well when he did turn out of that hole and he just pumped the air when he came out, this little tiny kid. And there's something about the scale of him being small and the huge disaster. I thought that was a great picture as well.
Terrence McNamee, Deputy Director of the Brenthurst Foundation, a think tank in Johannesburg, and Eamon McCabe, a professional photographer based in London. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.